A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been looking at the subject of answers, the answer. How does God answer our prayers? We have established that God is a prayer answering God, and the goal of every intercession or supplication is divine intervention or answers from God. We have seen God is a prayer answering God. However, God will not answer the prayer of a sinner. He will not answer the prayer of a man who closes his ears to the cry of the poor, because every deed is a seed. God also will not answer the prayer of a man who is full of himself, the proud man. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. We also saw that the prayer of the self-righteous man will not be answered. A man who flaunts his righteousness, who flaunts his ability, who flaunts his goodness. A man who claims, I am not a sinner like any other man. I am not an adulterer. I pay tithe. I fast twice in a week. I am a good man. The man who claims his goodness, who claims and flaunts his self-righteousness, will not have his prayers answered. God does not answer such prayers. But don't forget, our main question, our concern, is how does God answer prayers? When you call on him, how does he answer? Number one, God answers our prayers by revealing secrets. In Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse number 3, the word of God says, call unto me and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not. So when we call on God, God answers by showing. The mistake we make many times is that when we pray, we anticipate to see our result or the result of our prayers dropped on our laps. We want to see God bringing those things to us. I have prayed for a job, and so I desire to God to bring the job to me, or I expect that I will just receive a phone call and somebody will say, is that Brother Yemi? Please come and pick this job. So that is not the way God answers. He answers by showing. He reveals secrets to us. He shows us the things we need to do to get the things that we want. That scripture says, call on me and I will answer, and I will show you. So God answers by showing. And many times we pray and we just jump out of the place of prayers. There is the need for you to wait on God and let him show you the things you need to do to get the answers that you desire, or that God himself thinks is appropriate for you at that very moment. In the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, and beginning from verse number 1, hear what Habakkuk said. He said, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me. We hear when people speak, and we are expected to hear when God speaks. But Habakkuk said, I am going to see what he will say. So when God speaks, when God answers, he shows us, he reveals to us the things we need to know, the things we need to do for the situation we are asked, trusting him for, to have a solution, or for a change or transformation. God shows you what to do. There is something you need to do for that situation to change. So God will not come down to do it. He answers by showing you the things you need to do for the situation to change. I am trusting God for a job. God will show you what you need to do, the places you need to go for you to get the job you are trusting him for. I am trusting God for the fruit of the womb. He will answer by showing you what you need to do for that desire to come. There is something you need to do. It is most probably shrouded in darkness, in secret. And so God will unfold the secret to you, causing you to see the secret, causing you to know this thing that you need to do for that story, for that situation to change. In Daniel chapter number 2, verse number 17 to 19, the Bible says, then Daniel went to his house and made the decision known to Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they might seek mercies from the God of heaven concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Verse 19 says, then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. The secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Daniel prayed, and when the answer to the prayers would come, it came by way of revelation. God reveals secrets unto you. According to Mark chapter 4, verse 11, it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Things of God are in secret. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29, that the secret things belong to God. It is those things that are revealed that belong to us and to our children, that we may do the works of the law. God and the things of God cannot be explained. They must be revealed. The things of God are in secret and mysteries. So life is full of secrets and mysteries. And in the place of prayer and study, these secrets are revealed. It is the unfolding of such secrets and mysteries that we call revelation. Don't forget, in Genesis chapter 21, from verse 16 to verse 19, Agai was weeping because there was no water for her and Ishmael to drink. But the Bible says, God heard the cry of the lad, and God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. My prayer is that God will open your eyes to see. Please understand, when you pray, be sensitive to see. When you study God's word, be sensitive to see. God is always showing. He's still in the business of revealing secrets to his people. He reveals secrets. Revelation gives access to mysteries. Access to mysteries gives you mastery in life. So to be a master, you need an unfolding of secrets. Revelation of those things to you makes you to stand out among others. The revelation enhances direction in life. When secrets are revealed to you, it enhances direction. And the Bible tells us that the man that fears God is the man that God will show the way that he shall choose. God will teach him, God will show him. So understand, the first way by which God answers prayers, or by which answers come, is through revelation. God revealing secrets. I want you to change your attitude or approach to prayers and to study. When you read the Word of God, or study the Word of God, or read any Christian literature, any book, read to see. God is always speaking. Be ready and be willing to see. When you study, when you read, and when you hear the word of God, be ready to see. And when you pray, be prepared for God to show you. God is always showing secrets to man. He will show you what to do so that your destiny can advance. Don't forget, you can only be promoted through revelation. In Galatians chapter 2, verse number 2, Paul the apostle said, I went up by revelation. It is the revelation of secrets that takes a man up in life. This revelation takes you up, brings you promotion. Revelation of secrets also guarantees peace. It produces peace in a man. Peace is in all that you do. May the Lord keep you in perfect peace. As he shows you this secret, may you be promoted in life, and may you know where to go and what to do. May revelation of secrets gives you access to mysteries, and may your access to mysteries make you master in life. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice this morning and pray and say, Father, open my eyes to see. When you speak, let me see. When I study your word, let me see. Open my eyes to see, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will open my eyes. Let every scale drop off my eyes, in the name of Jesus. Let scales drop off my mind. Open my eyes to see. Open my heart to understand. When I pray, let me see. When I study your word, let me see. Open my eyes to see. Open my ears to hear. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, lift your voice and pray and say, Father, show me what to do for my situation to change. Show me what steps to take. Show me where to go, what to do, where to go for the situation to change. Lift your voice and pray. My Father, my God, I pray that you will show me what to do. You will show me where to go for this situation in my life to change, for changes in my life and destiny. Show me what to do. Show me where to go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. Psalm 25 verse 12 says, who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. I like you to pray. Father, I fear you. Teach me the way to choose. Teach me what direction to go. Let me not be stranded in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray. I fear you. And therefore, I ask that you will teach me the way to choose. Let me not be stranded and let your name be glorified. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the Lord will open your eyes to see. I pray that God will give you access to mysteries of the kingdom. You will gain mastery in the name of Jesus. I pray the Lord will teach you which way to go. He will teach you what to choose. I pray you will not be stranded in life and in destiny. You will know where to go. I pray you will not knock at the wrong door. Your steps will be divinely ordered by God. You will always know what to do. As you pray, God will open your eyes to see. He will show you great and mighty things. He will open your ears to hear. He will give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral this Sunday, 8 a.m. It promises to be great. You may wish to join the service on any of our social media platforms. Do not forget, Friday, the 25th of August, 10 days at Shiloh, will kick off the Triumph of Mercy. Mercy will triumph on your behalf as you attend. Mercy will handle every issue and balance your account. 5:30 p.m. daily and 8 a.m. on Sunday. You may wish to join on our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.